What helped you, do you think, what do you think helped you build that mentality of this work ethic that you have? Because I've known you for a long time, and you've always had this obviously incredible work ethic.
I suppose some of it's genetic. You know, some of it's probably not healthy. to be like too much. Some of it's cultural.
Yeah.
That's just the way, that's just what you're expected to do, you know, in our family and, you know, their history and where they came from and, you know, they're Germanic, you know, and that, you know, it was all about work, right? You worked. And you had skill sets too. You know, that was the other thing, to be able to, you had to be able to do things, which meant like, you know, you needed to be able to fix a car, right? You know, you didn't want to like, it was like you failed if you had to take your car to a mechanic, right? You know, you should be able to fix it yourself. You know, it probably made it worse, right? But those kind of things, that's how it was. That's how I was raised, right?
Yeah.
You know, and that's how the family was. You did everything. You learned to do it yourself. You didn't depend on others to do it for you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you sure didn't pay somebody to do it, right? Yeah. That was like, no, you know, that's, that was right. You know, you shouldn't have to pay somebody to like fix your car.
You right. know? If it's something you can do yourself, why pay for it?
Yeah. But that's old school. Old school. And that's all changed, you know, now, you know, and I don't even abide by that because, you know, it's good to let other people work too, right? Uh-huh. In other words, that's fine. Something needs to be fixed. Pay the man to fix it because he's got to make a living too, right?
Yeah.
You know, I can do something else with that time, you know?
Yeah. So. Interesting. Was there anything that was surprising? Maybe when you showed up to Hartnell or Cal Poly or when you started at the Nature Ride Co-op.
Yeah. Well, I suppose, you know, if you get into the whole career thing or career pathway or whatever, life pathway, I would say, you know, I think the main thing is, you know, there's certainly been these transitions, we'll say, or through my, you know, through this time, right? Mm-hmm. And very abrupt, right? I mean, and, you know, there's been some financial disasters and then you didn't know what was next, right? It's just, oh man, now your back's to the wall. What's going to happen? You know? And then I would say it never turned out for the worst. Always turned out for the best. I never had like a catastrophic event that didn't, even though it meant I had to make, you know, just the idea that I moved from an independent family farmer to a corporate structure. I mean, that in and of itself was like huge, right? It's gigantic. That's almost heretical. You know, it was like, you know, you kind of break in with your own like rules, you know, because it's kind of the corporate, it's not good. You know, I'm a family farmer, you know, so, but you know, you make those decisions and then different thing, you know, and things work out.
So, yeah.
Yeah. You can't be afraid to take the leap, you know.
Did any of that at any point feel overwhelming?
Yeah, sure. Of course. Yeah. I mean, overwhelming.
Maybe not that experience specifically, but
well, I wouldn't say any of it's, you can be overwhelmed by circumstance.
Right. Sure.
Like the flower business, you know, we were overwhelmed and basically between two things that just really destroyed it was our bill. That was a great business too, but the NAFTA treaty, the free trade treaty, and then 9/11.
Wow.
Between those two events and we were done. And it had to do with changes in the economy of and the importation of flowers, and then it had to do with that at that time when the lockdown of the transportation system and everything that happened after that, and the beginning of the that's really after that, just at that time and after was when the whole Amazon type thing was starting to get going, and the E-Trade and all that, and you know, that really, we really got whacked hard on that deal, so. Yeah, I could see you'd be overwhelmed with events, but then it was like, okay, this ain't working.
What do we do now?
And we can, you know, worry about it and then drown, or we can make a decision to start swimming, you know, and figure it out. And you just do it little by little, you know. I mean, you just have to do it. You just do what you have to do.
Yeah.
You know, and you just keep plugging away till you get it, you know. So that's how it's been. A lot of times it's just that, you know, it's just, you just do today what you can do. You can't worry about the rest, you know.
Excellent advice. All right, Tom. Thanks for talking to me today. I really appreciate it.
All right.